Hallelujah, good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and thank you for your amazing presence and provision and love, and that we can just stay in it and tune, developing on schedule, Father God. Thank you. We appreciate you. We love you. And I thank you. It's all because you appreciate and you love us from before the foundation of the earth. And that's this amazing love we are tapping into now because of you drawing near and you enlightening us. Thank you, Lord, for your great love. In Jesus' name, amen.
We're reading Psalm 124 from the TPT translation. What if God had not been on our side? Let all Israel admit this. What if God had not been there for us? Our enemies in their violent anger would have swallowed us up alive. The nations with their flood of rage would have swept us away, and we would have drowned and perished beneath their torrent of terror. We can praise God over and over that He never left us. God wouldn't allow the terror of our enemies to defeat us. We are free from the hunter's trap. Their snare is broken and we have escaped. For the same God who made everything, our Creator and our mighty Maker, He Himself is our helper and defender.
Hallelujah. Isn't that beautiful, hey? And we can all testify to that. If God didn't love us and He didn't look after us, none of us would be here. You know, we sometimes have the false notion that once we came to the Lord, then the Lord was there for us. But if the Lord didn't protect us from our birth, from our in our days where we could do nothing, like He protected Jesus when He warned His parents to take Him away, they wanted to kill Him. That's like the God that we are. He says He has been with us every step of the way. And I don't know about you, but I'm sure it's the same. And it was because of Him we came to a place where we realized, oh, I could have been taken out there, should have died there, you know. God was there, and that got us to, although that got me to surrender my life to this wonderful God. And yes, now I've been so much more aware of Him, aware of these scriptures that talk about that He's loved us from our birth, and He's an ever-present help that gives mercy and comfort so we can comfort others. So I think that is the whole motivation, you know, that we want everyone to experience, we want everyone to partake of the goodness of God that's available now in Christ Jesus. Amen. So, be blessed, knowing you are blessed, and you are loved, and be loved and shining because of His presence with you, and having boldness. Share it. Amen. Share it with your attitude, with your smile, with your encouragement. Be the light. When you walk into a room and there's darkness and there's fear and there's doubt, you switch the lights on. Just speak out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth will flow, and you will be just like a heater. You come and you bring the heat of God's love into that room and into that situation. It's just a person that you see down, call, speak to them, and so that in that way you're the lights in this world, the rivers in the desert, the shadow of a great rock in a weary land. Be blessed because you are blessed. In Jesus' name.
Amen.